What's blocking your success? Kate is a success coach helping her clients easily get over their emotional or physical blocks through a tapping technique called EFT. Clients often find this technique, known as emotional acupuncture, eliminates all sorts of issues. She specializes in stress, fears, weight loss, procrastination, and self-esteem issues. Tapping sessions allow clients to work with Kate wherever they live. For a free 15-minute consultation, visit successcoachingwithkate.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Tapping to Success Show. I'm Kate Beaters, and before we get started, I want to wish everybody out there a happy Father's Day, and especially to my dad out there. I actually spoke to him already this morning, but he is a great dad, and just want to say thank you for everything. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And for those of you who are new listening to my show, I am a success coach and certified EFT practitioner, and I help people remove or release whatever's blocking their success. And so I'm really excited about what I do, and the reason I wanted to do a radio show, or two reasons, is I wanted to help get out the word about tapping, but also to get out the word about people who have been instrumental in my journey, and you know, so more people can hear about them. And the person who's on with me tonight, I'm so excited about. I just talked to her for a couple minutes before the show began, and even just talking to her, you just feel so much wonderful energy coming through the phone. And it's Donna Eden, and we're going to be focusing on tonight is how to get the best, well, some basics about energy medicine, but also how to get the best results when you combine energy medicine and tapping. So let me tell you a little bit about Donna before we before I bring her on. She's among the world's most sought after and joyous and most authoritative spokesperson for energy medicine. And her abilities as a healer are legendary, and she has taught some 50,000 people worldwide, both lay people and professionals, how to understand the body as an energy system. Since childhood, she's been able to see the flow of the body's energies, and from this clairvoyant ability, she's developed a system for teaching others who do not have this gift to productively work with their body's energies. Her best-selling book, Energy Medicine, has been translated into more than a dozen languages, and it's a classic in the field. And according to Carolyn Mice, the contribution Don Eden has made with energy medicine will stand as one of the backbone studies as we lay a foundation for the field of holistic medicine. And if you want more information about Donna, you can go to her website, which is www.innersource.net, and that has all sorts of information about her speaking engagements. She's all traveling all over the world, doing different places, and about her book, which is phenomenal. Actually, she's got a couple of books, Energy Medicine, and then several others, and then DVDs, and everything that you could ever want, and also about her classes. So, again, it's innersource.net. So, Donna, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm real glad to be here.
I know. I just talking to you, Donna. I mean, I'm looking outside. We've got like thunder and lightning, and it's gray. And I just hear you, and it's just like all the sunshine is coming through from where you are in California. So keep sending it out.
All right.
Okay. So I thought we could just start for the people who might not be that familiar with you. Maybe you could talk a little bit kind of how you got involved and how you knew you had this gift. And maybe just explain a little bit about energy medicine.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm really passionate about energy medicine because, I mean, I find it really awakens hope and renewal and belief and certainly healing when you might have even lost hope or you feel despair and you can't make things change. It is amazing because energy is the foundation of all medicine, of everything, really. I mean, even we aren't solid. We're these lattice works of force fields. So you know, if you really want lasting changes in your body, shift it on an energetic level, whether it be emotional or physical or even spiritual. Everything shifts because it's kind of like a spider web. If you touch a strand of energy anywhere in your body or in your brain, it will reverberate throughout. And that's why I think tapping is so amazing and so great. And but I'm also wanting to maybe tell people what to do if they get to a place where they can't go any further with tapping, what may be in the way and what to do about that. And, well, I didn't answer your question. You asked me how did I get into it. I got into it because, energy comes kind of natural to me. I always saw energy. In fact, I was 20 years old before I found out that the whole world didn't see energy. I just assumed we all did. And I actually think all babies come into this world seeing energy, and their senses much more heightened than they end up having once they're adults. But because nobody talks about it in our culture, it tends to go dormant, that ability to see energy. So anyway, I didn't do a lot with it. I just sort of made up my mind what to do about life by just some of the energies I saw. But when I was 16, I got multiple sclerosis, and I just did the best I could with it until finally about when I was 29 at 27, I had a heart attack when I was 27. And at 29 to 31, in that time when I started seeing experts, I was told that not only did I have multiple sclerosis, but all my organs were breaking down and I was dying. And I wasn't walking for almost 2 years, and I had asthma, and I became allergic to everything under the sun. And on some strange way, it's hard to explain, I did not feel depressed when I was told that I was dying, because I knew that wasn't true. I've often thought that that's one of the best things that ever happened to me, that Western medicine gave up on me, because then I had to heal myself. And so then I went about with energy to move the energies inside my body so that I would start getting well, start being able to walk, start being able to even, my mouth literally wasn't moving a lot anymore because I, you know, that sensation of your hands falling asleep or your feet falling asleep.
Oh, sure.
I had it all over my body for 2 years, and so my mouth wouldn't even work very well. So just working with the energies, I began shifting things, and then pretty soon I really did get well from MS, and I was walking, and everything was fine. And then I just wanted to share it with everybody I knew that, my God, they could take far more than responsibility for your health, because a lot of people want to take responsibility for their health, but they just don't know the way. And energy is that's the language our body speaks in. Our body speaks in energy, and if you just open up to that and learn these simple, easy tools, it just changes everything, because energy is the body's best medicine. It's the life force, and your body already knows how to heal you. You just have to get in alignment with some natural laws of your body, and it's thrilling to get on board with your energy systems.
So the thing I like so much about what you do, Dawn, is I'm very, very big on preventative care. My dad's a dentist. Well, actually, he's retired now. But you know how the whole thing growing up, you know, you brush your teeth so you don't get get cavities, so you don't get fillings. And that's what I love so much about what you do and what you have in your book and all that is, you know, obviously you've got ways to help people once they do have something, but you've so much with preventative care, and that's really the whole key.
It's really true. Things can still happen to me, but I know what to do to sort of nip it in the bud and prevent myself from getting the flu if I feel the flu coming on. I know what to do to stop that. I know what to do to stop a cold from coming on. It's just energetically, your body is so brilliant. And, you can prevent things from happening, and you can get yourself healthier and healthier the older you get. And it affects your sense of joy and happiness and vitality, because the more energy is in alignment with just the natural flows, your body, just gets more harmonious and happier. And you can tap into what I call radiant circuits in the body, you know, that everybody knows what those are if you in a different way. Like if you suddenly are taken over by a sunset you're seeing, and you just you drop into that sense of awe, or you fall in love, those different kinds of energies like that. Well, your body, when it starts moving stress out of your body, will learn how to tap into that more and more. And it's not so dependent on something happening outside of you, but it's like a wellspring of life coming up through you. And so this is the This is wonderful, wonderful to learn.
Oh, no, absolutely. And just the fact that, it's just like with tapping, it puts a person in control of their own health, their own emotions, everything. And like you said, I mean, I do the same thing with tapping, that if I feel something coming on or, something happened, just nip it right in the bud.
That's exactly. And I love tapping, by the way. I love tapping.
Well, your husband does it.
Yes, he does it. He's one of the best. I also do it. It's like tapping is really a part of energy medicine. It's broken down much, just more into just that tapping segment. But tapping is something that the body doesn't fight. There's a lot of things you can do to try to help the body, but sometimes the body will fight a shift or a change, but it will never fight tapping. And I think it's because your heart beats, the capillary beds beat, you have your own rhythmic beat. Everybody's, there's a beat that happens in our energies. And I think that the body feels very comfortable and says yes to a shift and a change when you start tapping.
Oh, exactly. So I've got questions for you. And, because I'm trying to, because we all, when we work with energy, we want to do the best job possible. And you do have to, I think a lot of times you do have to combine certain things together.
Yeah.
And so what I was curious, we tap on the karate chop point. And I'm wondering if from an energetic standpoint, because my understanding, it isn't so much with the acupuncture points with the karate chop. Do you know what we're actually doing when we're tapping on the karate chop point?
And that, good question. I'll tell you, you are tapping on two meridians. You're tapping on the heart, and you're tapping on small intestine. When you chop there, you get both of those meridians. And the heart, it beats the blood, it beats oxygen through, and that's a really valuable reason to chop there. Chop there. But small intestine governs choice in the body. The small intestine organ, its job is to choose quickly. Is this going to be turned into the body, or are we going to get rid of it? And so it's the choice point. When you tap there, it triggers some almost neurological thing of choice. So it's different, but it can be very, very effective.
And that's interesting. I never knew that. And that kind of explains a lot, with how we use that and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then
uh-huh.
And I know I've seen you shake your hands, and I know I've seen it from some practitioners, and that's one thing I was taught was to shake hands. You shake your hands out kind of to move energy. But what does that actually do when we're shaking our hands?
Oh, well, energy, can back up into your hands and actually into your arms, can go into your body. I mean, we've all had that experience of picking up somebody else's energy. And,
oh, yeah.
When you shake it off, I mean, you don't want it to get up above your elbows, and you can get very sensitive to feeling when it has gone that high. But if you can shake it off when you just start feeling your hands getting kind of heavy, you won't be pulling somebody else's energy into your body. So it's just a really good thing to do. I do know that many, many years ago, there was a man who, what's his name? Oh, no, I can't remember. But about 30 years ago, there was a man who had started it's awful when you can't remember the name of the practice because nobody does it anymore, but he was a man who, Traeger, that was it. His name was Traeger, and there was a system called Traegering, and it's a way of rocking the body, and he had been a medical doctor, and he did not shake his hands, and he picked up lactic acid from shaking people, and so that he couldn't use his hands for almost a year. So after that, he was very big on shaking the hands so that you don't also pull in lactic acid into your body, which I think is just beyond energy. It's also lactic acid.
Wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. So one thing I've heard from a lot of practitioners, I've been good because haven't had a problem because I use a lot of your techniques, but I've heard a lot of practitioners say that it's very hard for them to kind of shake off the day, from client after client. So so with shaking hands, and then what I know you've got some other ideas, too, of what people can do so they don't absorb all their clients' stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different tools and techniques I have in the book, but what I used to do, there's a Well, there's several things. It just depends on what happens to a person's body. But say you've really collected a lot of energy by the end of the day. If you have, I mean, just standing tall and putting your arms out in front of you with your and your hands in a fist, and then take a deep breath in and swing your arms above your head, and then very quickly take your arms down in front of you real fast and blow out. I always think of it as blowing out the venom. Do it about 3 or 4 times. Just blow that energy out. And the last time, just take your hands on a deep in-breath up your body and reach up above your head as high as you can reach, and very slowly let your arms down the side of your body. You'll blow out everything that you took in that day. And
that's great.
Yeah, it really, really works. And, you know, there was a time that I thought I made that exercise up. And, well, wait, that's a different one. No, that one maybe I did. I'm not sure. I was thinking there's several things that I thought I've made up, and then I'll find it in some. Everything that you think is new, you just tap into again. That some culture has already been doing that for 1,000 years. You just stepping back into something that's out in our energy field, you know, and you just find that, I mean, I really do believe that energy medicine, which includes, you know, EFT, you know, it wasn't named that, but for that, this is the medicine that kept our ancestors alive, because they paid much more attention to their bodies and their energies, and there wasn't anybody to go to. There wasn't shamans in the beginning. There was themselves, and they had to heal themselves in order to survive, and they had to listen to what their bodies were saying, and they had to also take care of their families in this way. Long before they planted herbs, you know, they were listening to their body. And there are so many things that I see people do that is just been carried forth, I'm sure, in our DNA. Here's an obvious one, okay? Have you ever thrown your hand up to your forehead and just said,
oh, sure.
Oh, my God, yeah. I always think of these as the oh, my God points. But if you put your hand on your forehead when you get stressed, and if you keep it there, you will draw the blood back up into your forebrain that left your forebrain for the fight or flight response, you know, to get out of harm's way or to beat up harm. And because so all the blood leaves your forebrain, and yet we live in a culture that insists that we figure things out. But if you don't have all the blood in your forebrain, you can't think your way clearly. Everything gets distorted and crazy and nuts, and real neurological disorganizations can happen in your head because you don't have all the blood. So, but if you will just keep your hand on your forehead long enough, you will draw the blood back up into your forebrain and you can think again. So there's so many things that we still carry forth from millions of years ago that we automatically do. And people are always saying to me, well, you know, because I tell people to cross their energies over, keep their energies crossed over, and they'll say, well, what about, you know, I've heard that if you cross your knees, you'll just get varicose veins. But I promise you, if you are finding yourself crossing at the knees, it's because your body is insisting that the energy cross over. Our bodies are always trying to do it for us, always trying to give us this message of crossing energies over. And that crossover pattern goes all the way down to the DNA. I mean, think of that crossover figure eight pattern in DNA. It goes all the way down to that level. So I think the body is ingenious, and it's always trying to talk to us, and we just all need to learn how to hear again. And, boy, one of the ways is that you can really get in touch with that is to do EFT, to tap, because you'll find that, oh, my God, how energy will just start marching along and shift something major so that something suddenly you're out of a lot of depression or a neurosis or an allergy or whatever it is. But it's the same way with energy medicine. It's just a broader sense, and EFT fits into it.
and they work so well together. But I had some, I had another question for you, but I just wanted to just go back to something you were saying about the crossing legs, because I've heard that people should not cross their legs while they're tapping, that
right.
can affect their results.
Oh, well, my own experience. Now, there's two different things that can happen to people, and it will just depend, and it's one of the reasons that people would say don't cross your legs. Because if you are what is called homolateral, which means your energies aren't crossing over in the first place, it's not crossing enough in your body, which has kept you stuck in some psychological pattern that you can't get over something, you can't get over it. So many, many people, when they've got something that they want to work with, they're homolateral, which means the energies aren't crossing over. So then if you cross things over, it might get in the way. However, if you're not homolateral and your energies are crossing over, it only helps if you just, if you cross over because you organically did it without thinking. Don't do it if you're, if you say, oh, I'm supposed to cross. No. But if your body just organically does it and you didn't even think about it, it's usually good for you.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And then you were just talking, too, about people's energy. I heard one time you were talking about that if people are stuck, that I think it was the cross-crawl that you were having them cross like, was it the cross-crawl where they crossed their arms and legs if they did seem stuck? Mm-hmm. Or am I thinking of a different technique where they're marching in place? Is it the cross-crawl?
Well, I don't know if you're thinking of cross-crawl. Cross-crawl is great for you unless you're homolateral, and then you've got to do it. You've got the homolateral crawl, which is the same side of the body, like picking up the same arm and the same leg on that side, and then the same arm and same leg on the other side, and do that 12 or 14 times, and then cross crawl to get the, you know, break that pattern of being stuck, because it breaks that stuck pattern. So you do that about three patterns and end up in a cross crawl. It will shift things at a deep level.
Because I heard you suggest that you were in someone else's interview, and I actually use that for some of my clients. I don't, you know, like you, I don't have the gift to see energy, but sometimes, you know, I work with most of my clients over the phone, Dawn, and very often I feel energy and I feel it's very thick.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just what I'm picking up, and then I've had them do that, and we just start, you know, all of a sudden, you know, changing their intensity levels. So they start moving a little bit faster, which is good.
Yes. Yes, well, I can pick up through the phone just your sensitivities. You're clearly a feeler, and you're picking, you also hear between the lines, I think. You know, it's like you pick up another vibration that's real good. So it's another way of just hearing energy. You know it on another level. So you don't have to see energy to be able to know energy.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. You know, until the first time I heard you live, I always thought like, oh, what is this thing I'm doing? And then when you started explaining it, when you were doing a presentation, then I realized, okay, now I get it. So,
yay, good.
So what are the suggestions? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you.
Oh, so let's say you do have a client that's I don't know, maybe they've got an issue with, like, depression. So what would you suggest to use to suggest to them,
okay,
along with happiness, to help them with that?
Okay, I'm going to say the most absolute thing, if they are depressed, they are homolateral. If they are in depression, they are homolateral. It means that everything has slowed down when your energies aren't crossing over. You have less than 50% capacity of your own healing energy, which is why sometimes if people work with, say, for instance, SUDS numbers to get that rating down, and if they get to a place where they can't get it down further, is usually 99% of the time it has to do with something is neurologically off. And so it's usually homolateral, so you do need to repattern so the energies are crossing over, or they are simply not hooked up. Here's one of the things that could happen. Okay, there is an energy that travels up your spine and goes over the top of your head, over your forehead, over your nose, and hooks at the back of your throat with another energy that comes up the front of your body. The spine energy is called governing, and the front is central. They hook at the back of your throat. But in the Western culture, maybe because people have been taught how to not be natural, if anything, you know, how to think their way through things, or what they better do, should do, have to do, need to do, should have done yesterday, all of the rules, instead of being natural in their own rhythm, that energy gets unstuck. It's like they're not, it should be hooked up all the time, and very, very often, most of the time, if in the Western culture, if you're going through something stressful or depression or anything like that, you're unhooked. And a very simple thing is to put your finger in your belly button and pull your belly button up as high as you can with your other hand, with the middle finger at the third eye, and pull them both up. And for most people, they will tend to just take a deep breath whether they want to or not. And just hold it that way through, you know, maybe 3 deep breaths, and you will hook up that energy, and suddenly you will feel more connected, and that might be the thing that will pump that energy through, and you'll get you'll take that SUDS rating down to 0. Or it might be homolateral, or you might have a scrambled energy going, and scrambled energies, well, do you want me to say that?
Yes, no, please.
Okay. Here is how you can know you're scrambled. If you don't have anybody around you to energy test you, do you have that experience ever of, say, you're reading a page and then suddenly you don't remember what you were reading? You just, what did I read on that page? And you have to go back and read it again. Your energies are going against the grain. Or, say, you're falling asleep while reading a book. Or if you feel so overwhelmed that you're just overwhelmed by things, you know your energies are scrambled. Or if, say, you walk into a room and you don't remember why you walked into that room. These are scrambled energies. There's not making a connect to the next thought, because there's nothing wrong with your brain. Things have just gotten scrambled because there's too much stress in your life, or too many things that you're trying to juggle, and you're too much out of your own rhythm. So that is a time when it's really valuable to cross everything you possibly can cross. And in our book, there's a bit of a longer one called the Wayne Cook Posture that really gets you out of scramble. But I think in EFT, you have this way of, let's see, crossing your hands at the wrist and then clasping your fingers together and then turning them up underneath your chest. That's another way to unscramble your force fields. So, but then if a person is crossing ankles, crossing knees, crossing arms, cross and take deep breaths just to help the body come out of that disorganization, that scrambled energy.
Well,
and these
so,
are things,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, these are things that are usually the things that are in the way if you can't get that SUDS rating down.
So what if, you know, a lot of us do workshops, and, you know, sometimes I'll walk into a group and I feel the energy is really good. Other times I'll walk in, I'm like, I can feel it's very, very heavy. Is it a problem if I have the whole group do some of those things, even though they may not all be having that same cross energy? Okay.
The best thing in the world to have everybody, when I used to have my practice, I had every single client go home with a homework assignment of doing a 5-minute routine every day. And the 5-minute routine is just using them all, getting out of homolateral, doing the Wayne Cook posture, hooking up, just blowing out that energy, that first exercise I showed you, just doing these things first before you try to do anything else. Because even if you don't need it at that particular moment, you start building up very strong energetic habits in your body. And the more that habit gets strong, and it will be able to hold against another stress coming your way. So you want to build up good energetic habits. So when I teach classes, believe me, every audience does them all.
No, I know, and I've been actually doing them. And I was going to say to anyone listening, if you don't have either the Energy Medicine book or Donna's DVDs, you definitely want to go to www.innersource.net and get them, because the 5-minute routine is like the same thing. It's just like brushing your teeth or washing your face or showering every day. It should be just part of your routine.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it should. I really believe that. You know, I can use myself as an example, but I can use also other people that I have known over these years who, what you want in your life is to get better the older you get. You don't want to start spiraling down and say, oh, well, I'm getting older now. No, you ought to be getting better. Just getting better the older you get. And there are cultures in this world who, because they don't have that mindset that means that, oh, I'm getting older, they don't. They get better the older they get. I'm thinking of that. I'm not sure where that culture is. I think it's in Africa somewhere where they don't have the mindset that age means you get decrepit. They have, they're runners. They're a culture of runners. And so somebody at 19 and 20 is a pretty good runner, but they can't possibly compare to somebody who's 40. A 40-year-old will run much better because they're older and they've been running longer, but they don't match anybody who's 60, because the 60-year-olds are much better runners. And it goes on up, and they live to be up to be 118, 120, and they don't find the body start slowing down to be like a young man until they're about in their 90s, but they still feel fabulous until they die. And but I see that in energy medicine. I see people who started with me, like David and I went on the road about almost 12 years ago now just to teach people how to heal themselves. And many people have stayed with us and keep taking classes. And it is a joy just to see, and we can prove this by looking at old photographs and seeing them now, people have gotten better. They've got more vitality, more aliveness. They don't get the flu. They don't get the cold every year that they were getting before. It's just they've built up energy habits. And so that's what I think is another great thing about energy medicine, and that includes EFT, any kind of energy tapping, is your body starts building up new habits. So it isn't just about whatever you're working on. Just know that your body will learn how to stay flowing in the right direction, and will learn how not to scramble, will learn how not to be homolateral, and you'll just have more resilience to everything in life.
No, definitely. But, you know, for me, it was easy because I'm a routine person, so it was easy for me to kind of all of a sudden incorporate the 5-minute routine. And, you know, I know a lot of my clients, you know, I've pushed them. I nicely suggested they go to your website and start doing that. And some people are great about doing routines, but some people, you know, I've got to start them off slowly. So what would you say if they could, you know, if for whatever reason that, you know, you've got to kind of gradually get them into it. Is there one exercise that you might say would be like a really good one to start with?
You know, yes. I mean, every one of the things in the 5-minute is really good. But, boy, I'd have them hook up with their belly button and their third eye, because most people will find that they want to take deep breaths. And the majority of people find that they take a deep breath whether they wanted to or not, and they will get that information back into their mind that, oh, my God, something just breathed me. You know, it's like as that energy connects up, that it, if you have the experience of something shifting to be feeling better, you believe, you know, so that's an easy one. And blowing out the energy, the first one that I showed you, here's a great one. How about this? If you're driving on the freeway late at night or on the, I don't know if you have turnpikes in Boston, whatever it
we
is,
do.
You have to drive a distance and you're sleepy on the road. If you take one hand off the steering wheel and massage points called K27. They're the 27th point on kidney meridian, which is right under the corner of your clavicle, under your neck. Come to the collarbone corners under your mm-hmm. neck and drop about a half an inch, and there's usually an indent for most people, and really push in and massage deep. It will. Nobody will have to tell you that something major just happened. It'll wake you up. So suddenly you can drive further and just tapping afterwards. But if you're really tired, massage deep, you know, and just so that you can get your energy back. So people need often to have that quick feedback that a shift really did occur, and then they'll want to use it when they get that experience.
Well, exactly. One of my favorites that I love showing people is the Heaven and Earth. Connecting Heaven and Earth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that one, it really, again, that's another one that I thought I made up once. But now I've seen it in so many disciplines around the world, some variation of that. And I think it may be the oldest exercise on Earth. And it has survived for thousands upon thousands of years because it works. It really works. And if you just start to get a cold or something like that, you can nip it in the bud by doing that exercise. So it's a great one. It's a great one. And I used to do that exercise in between clients because I had a very heavy client load and I worked full time working on people's bodies. And that's the one, if I'd worked too long or something, or I maybe started taking somebody's stuff on, that one would just move it right out of me.
It's great, and I sent my dad and both my parents. You're in from your book and your DVDs, and that one became my dad's favorite. He loved it.
I love that. Thank you for telling me on Father's Day. You need to hear that. That's nice.
Now, I've got another question for you. Right now I'm doing a teleseries helping people conquer emotional eating through using tapping, going after all the emotional reasons they eat. Is there something, one of your techniques that would work well with helping people with that as well?
Are you saying help them to not eat so much or to help?
Exactly.
Them? Okay. Well, first of all, there's a meridian called spleen meridian, okay? And mm-hmm. and if you drop one rib below your bra line, I don't know how to explain it other than that, it's just right in line with your nipples, one mm-hmm. rib below your bra line. If you push in there, for a lot of people, they might find tenderness there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tap there, breathe and tap there, you will help activate that energy. And that energy, when it really gets moving, can bring about a sense of satisfaction. You want to breathe deep and tap, satisfied that you've eaten enough. You don't need to eat anymore, and it's very good for dieting. It'll actually help turn on your calorie burner, so that you will burn calories faster. And it's a great one. Here, another one is to that first exercise that I gave you, where you take your arms out in front of you in a fist,
mm-hmm.
and then take a deep breath in and bring your hands above your head and blow it out. If you blow it out, when you blow it out, if you think how hungry I am or how I want to eat or something like that, do it 3 or 4 times with blowing that out and then zipping up your body with, whoa, I feel really satisfied and good, and I don't need anything. Something like that. It really goes in on those meridians deep. So those are real good things to do.
Oh, those are great suggestions. And is the point you're talking about the first one, is that because I use some different points in addition from, I was trained by an EFT master and acupuncturist. So we use the liver point. Is that the one you're talking about?
They're really close. They are very close. Okay. Liver and spleen points are very, very close to each other. In fact, let me just see. Gosh, at this point, the spleen lymphatic is on I think they're right about the same place, actually. It's at the very end of the liver line, on the meridian line, is a spleen mm-hmm. neurolymphatic. What a neurolymphatic is, so yeah, you're probably hitting it, because if you tap it, that energy reverberates out, so even if it's a little bit in a different place, it will reverberate out, so you're probably getting it. But a neurolymphatic helps clean out the toxins from your body. And so it's a really good one to that's another good point. If you're starting to feel sick or you feel sluggish or feel awful, just tapping that those points, spleen points, and it is, God, I had never thought about that, but it is on the end of the liver meridian line. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. No, that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
And now, here's another question for you, Donna. You know, I work with a lot of clients who are, you know, in relationships that have just ended or, you know, where they're divorced, things like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like a silly question, but is there anything in energy medicine that kind of helps with heartbreak or...
Oh yeah,
Can I ask you that question?
First of all, I think if you're going through heartbreak, you usually go homolateral. You're stuck in a pattern. You can't quit thinking about the person or what are you doing or just all the fears come up. If you put one hand in the back of your head, your hand is placed over the hypothalamus that governs triple warmer, which governs the fight-or-flight response, okay? Your hand is also over another point, which is a kidney point that governs fear. And then put your other hand over your forehead, hold them together, and think about whatever you're thinking about. Think about what you're going through, and just hold both the back of your head and your forehead together. Get really relaxed and just hold it while you're thinking of what you're going through until you're kind of lifted up out of it. If you will hold those places while you're thinking of your stress, you will draw the blood back up into your forebrain, and it will teach your brain not to keep going to that place of heartbreak. That's one thing, okay, and that's really good because if it's a bad enough stress, and certainly heartbreak is a bad stress, you can lose up to 80% of the blood in your forebrain. That is a lot. That's a lot of blood.
A lot of blood. But before you go on, though, are the hands, are they sideways or are the palms facing? Does it matter which?
Palms right up against your forehead and the back of your head, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's another thing, but I think you're going to probably have to get the book to know this, but I'm going to tell you this for anybody who's got it, because I've been through heartache in my life. I was one of those people who got heartache over every relationship that broke up, you know. So, and what would save my life were two things. One is I would sedate stomach meridian, or I would trace that meridian backwards. Stomach meridian, because it goes right through the heart chakra, and it goes, that meridian just can keep you in a really stuck place if the meridian doesn't flow well. So I'm just going to say, trace the meridian backwards. I'll tell you even how to trace it backwards. If you put your fingers on the second toe on both feet and very slowly drag your hand straight up your legs, up the body, up through your chest, and then up through your face, up through your eyes to your forehead, go down around the side of your face to your jaw, and then come up through your face and land underneath your eyes. And you can see in my book or in an acupuncture book, you can see how that meridian line runs, and you want to trace it backwards. You'll find that, you might have to do it two or three times, but you'll find something is lifted up out of you. Because stomach governs keeping things at the status quo, you know, keeping things where you're safe. And if suddenly you've moved into something, even though you might even know it's better for you, you're stuck in that heartache or that heartbreak. You're not safe anymore. Oh, my God, you've lost everything. And stomach is an earth element that governs, you know, just staying where it's safe and it's. But it also governs when you shift the energy on it, moving into the next rhythm of your life, the next season of your life, and it really helps you move on.
And Donna, what is that called? So people who have your book or who are going to get your book, what was that called? So they know where to look for that.
Okay, you're going to look for stomach meridian. Look on the diagram page of the meridians and see how stomach meridian travels, and you're going to go backwards on it. You're going to trace that meridian backwards very slowly. And I do it probably two or three times, but you'll feel a lifting out if you've got really heavy-duty heartache. There's places in the book showing you how to sedate the meridian, and you just hold the points. It'll show you the picture of exactly the points to hold and lift you up and out. But do the 5-minute routine two or three times a day, because it'll help the energies from going in a homolateral state or from scrambling so that you can get on with your life and move on.
No, that's great. And also for anybody who doesn't have the book yet, if you go to www.innersource.net, you can order the book from there,
yes.
The Energy Medicine book, or else get the videos too, the DVDs.
Yes, yes.
No, that is a great suggestion because, you know, with the divorce rate so high and there's just, you know, some people are dealing with that, so that's going to be very, very helpful.
Okay, I want to give another one. I just thought of one that would be very, very good. I was just thinking, boy, whether it's heartache of a relationship breaking up or heartache of, you know, you've gone through some trauma you can't get over or something you can't quit thinking about or feeling about, or you have PTSD or anything like that. I'm gonna say it slowly. It's in the book, and in the book, what is it called? I think it's called, I don't know. I can't even remember what it's called because I've changed the name over the years. I now call it the Triple Warmer Smoothie, but it's you'll see how to. I'm going to say it right now, and you can see you'll find it somewhere in the book under a different name, unfortunately. But what you do is you lay your fingers over your eyes, close your eyes, and lay your fingers sideways over your eyes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take a deep breath in and drag your fingers over your eyes till they get to your temples. Now, these points on your temples are called triple warmer neurovascular points, which govern stress levels, okay? So take one deep breath there. And then take a deep breath and push your fingers above your ears. And then as you let your breath out, take your fingers down around behind your ears and down your neck and hang on your shoulders. Now you're going to take a deep breath in and push your fingers hard into your shoulders, drag them across your shoulders, and bring your hands to the middle of your chest and let them cross there on your chest. And now you're in the middle of your heart chakra, but there's also a vortex there called heaven rushing in, and you literally can pull good energy into your heart chakra there. So take at least two deep breaths there with your hands crossed on your heart chakra, and it helps move out, you know, all of the fear, the terror, the stress, the heartache out of your being. And it takes also triple warmer, this energy that governs fight, flight, freeze response out
mm-hmm.
of your body. Okay? That's a really valuable one to do.
No, that's great. And actually, I just took a quick look, and it is in the book, in the index, it is into triple warmer smoothie. So anybody who has your book or has... It is.
I know why. I realize this is another edition, and we put it in the new edition because we thought nobody will ever find it because I called it something else. Thank you for telling me. It's in the book.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
So if you have the book or you're going to go out and get the book, if you look in the back, it's under Triple Warmer Smoothie. Now, that leads me to another question. I always have my clients do, you know, take lots of breaths, you know, take a deep breath in and out in between rounds of tapping. I've seen people do breaths different ways, Donna, and I want to know what your suggestions are. I've heard people, like, say, breathe in, like, slowly through your nose, breathe out through your mouth quietly. I've seen all different things.
First of all, I absolutely respect all the different breathing techniques in this world. There's reasons for all the different ways that people breathe and disciplines of breathing. So this does not negate or say that anybody else is wrong. I will tell you why I have people breathe in through their nose and out through their mouth. It is because when you breathe in through your nose, your tongue automatically goes up to the roof of your mouth. When you breathe out through your mouth, your tongue automatically goes to the bottom of your mouth. And when you do that, you teach central meridian, which goes up the front of your body, and governing meridian that goes up your back and over your head and connects at the back of your throat. You teach them to start staying connected. And we all, in the Western culture, tend to get disconnected. We disconnect from ourselves. We disconnect from other people. We disconnect from our thought patterns or why we're feeling a certain way. We keep disconnecting. And this starts training your body not to disconnect in that way. So hooking up, you hook up automatically when you breathe in that way. And just as a building of a habit, an energetic habit, it just seems so valuable to me to breathe in that way.
Donna, I'm so glad you said that, because that's actually the method I use. I take Pilates, and that's the breath that they have us use in there, and I've just always liked it. So I've
kind of
shared that with my clients, so I'm very happy that's the one you said.
Yes, oh, good. Yes, you're training your body to hold some powerful new habits energetically, and it's better for your body in the way of, as long as those two meridians stay strong. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit more. Those two meridians are, I think we are in the process of trying to evolve. You know, it takes millions of years to evolve our bodies, and we evolved in sync with our energy systems for millions of years. We were always in sync, but in the last 100 years, we started getting out of sync because we no longer in rhythm with our own bodies. We now live in a culture and a society where you have to do, you know, we pay attention to the clock or the watches on our hands, and we have to do it to a time frame that it might not be our time frame. We have to be at work when we'd rather sleep in, or we, you know, so we get more and more out of sync with our own bodies. Well, I think it's now crucial, really crucial, that we build energy habits. And one of the ways is with that type of breathing pattern that can help our bodies get into sync with our own energy patterns and with the world around us and the energy systems around us in this world, because we now live in a world that we didn't evolve to live in. I mean, every square inch of our atmosphere now is filled with electromagnetic energies that we didn't evolve to live in, whether they're radio waves or microwaves or whatever kinds of electromagnetic energies, that our bodies now have to learn how to adapt with that kind of energy, or throw it off, or also the foods we eat. There are 17,000 different additives that can go into our foods now that our bodies did not evolve with. Well, that's one of the reasons people get autoimmune illnesses, cancers, all of these things, because we live in a world that we didn't evolve with. So I think that the more you can do, and that's what I think about the 5-minute routine and breathing that way, and I know things like Pilates or yoga or stretching things, they're all so good for our bodies because they put your body back in sync, and we've got to evolve now. We don't have another million years to get it together in, because we're in a critical time in our species and in the world, and global warming. We better learn to adapt to the world fast. And so I really think that, I don't think that this is an elective subject anymore. I think it's the mandatory subject you got to take, you know, so that we can really thrive as we get older. And not break down as we get older.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And also, too, I mean, this is definitely be a lot longer discussion, but when you think about all the different medicines out that people take and all the side effects from those, and they've got to take medicine for those side effects, and it's just sheer craziness.
It absolutely is. And, you know, even when a medicine, I mean, first of all, we are way over-medicated in our culture. I mean, every year for the last 12 years, the average has been 110,000 people die each year in the United States from taking a medicine as they are supposed to. Not even taking it wrong, but as they're supposed to. They've simply died from the medicine. I mean, we've got to have a better way. I mean, yes, I understand that some medicines are required for people, like boy with sugar diabetes. I get all of that. But we are our energy, human beings are individual. They are unique. Your energy is as unique as a thumbprint, and we had better learn that. And there are no side effects to energy medicine. And I think it's the wave of the future that energy medicine, which includes energy psychology, energy tapping, you know, it's a better way. And it doesn't mean that, I just think that Western medicine and energy medicine are going to walk hand in hand, more together. And I think it's what it has to be, because, you know, the other thing is that at least 100,000 people, they say up to 300,000 people die each year in the United States from getting an infection in the hospital. It's not for what they went into the hospital for, but infections are running rampant. And by the way, that spleen meridian of what I said before for weight, that's going to get that meridian strong. You can't get infections that your body isn't supposed to get in a hospital. You can't get those infections, you know, if spleen meridian is strong enough. And you can't get inflammation if spleen meridian is strong enough, except for a certain amount of inflammation is supposed to be for your body to get over. You know, if you have a wound or something, it'll make it inflamed around there to protect your body. That's protection. But then after that, it's all supposed to go down. But our body keeps those inflammations going. And so spleen meridian, you can't get a heart. I mean, well, I shouldn't say you can't get a heart attack. You can. But more heart attacks happen in our world because spleen meridian does not feed the nutrients and energy into the heart as it's meant to. We get heart attacks between 9 and 11 in the morning more than any other time. Well, every 2 hours, a different meridian is fed with energy, and spleen energy is meant to be fed right before heart. And if it doesn't get anything because energies are too scrambled, because we've got too much stress in our body for all of these reasons, then you have a heart attack because it can't feed the heart. I don't know if I said that awfully fast. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it totally did. And it's just so much passion in what you're saying, and it's all the truth. And
it's all the truth.
There's really nothing else to say, except that everyone, if they haven't yet, they need to get the book that you and David wrote on energy medicine, or watch the DVDs, or see you live, or, you know, do one of the things.
Or even the promise of energy psychology is mostly about EFT as well. So that's another one of our books. Yeah,
exactly. And definitely sign up for Donna's newsletter, Donna and David's newsletter, and that's at www.innersource.net. And Donna, we only have like about a minute left, so I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, you know, giving up part of your Sunday. I really appreciate it. You are so amazing, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, this was a lot of fun, and you're great. You got great energy. So.
Well, thank you. Because I'm a tapping girl. And in fact, for any Donna's people listening who are not that familiar with tapping, if you want to try it, you know, please contact me at successcoachingwithkate.com. And what I'll even do is, the first, let's say, 20 people who contact me, I will do a half-price session. So how's that? So you can try what tapping is like and see how that works with the energy medicine, which you already know.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Again, yeah. And so please, you know, if you haven't yet, please check out Donna's website, her book, David's books. All the stuff they do is so phenomenal. And, you know, it's just a better way for a better life, a happier life, a healthier life. And it's innersource.net.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank David for helping to coordinate this.
I will.
And I hope you will.
Have
a great rest of the day.
Thank you. And happy Father's Day to your dad.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll tell him.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Donna. Bye.
Uh-huh.